News release. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Today, Governor Polis and Colorado Parks and Wildlife, CPW, highlighted the Centennial State Park Pass opportunities available for Colorado residents. Nature enriches the Colorado culture, and Governor Polis and Colorado Parks and Wildlife, CPW, believe every Colorado resident should have the outdoor opportunity to experience Colorado's wild side. The $14 State Parks Pass builds upon our work to save people money and make sure every Coloradan can access and enjoy Colorado's fun, beautiful outdoors, said Governor Polis. CPW's annual $14 Centennial State Park Pass helps reduce barriers and provides income-eligible Colorado residents with a lower-cost park pass to visit Colorado state parks. The CPW Park Finder tool shows a Colorado state parks map and some of the outdoor recreation options available at each park. The pass valid dates are March 1 through March 31 of the following year, 13 months. If purchased later in the year, after March, the pass still expires on March 31, so purchase early to get the most out of your pass. A Centennial State Park pass holder, along with other vehicle occupants, can enter any Colorado State Park in the vehicle of their choice. The Centennial State Park pass application form is below. Centennial Program Application. Solicitud del Programa Centennial. To apply. A resident must show a Colorado photo identification card, complete an application and meet the 2023 income requirements. Residents who are eligible for the following state and federal aid programs, regardless of income requirements, also qualify for a Centennial State Park Pass. Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, TANF. Health First Colorado, Colorado's Medicaid Program. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Food Distribution on Indian Reservations, FDPIR. Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LEAP, and Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants and Children, WIC. Have a U.S. federal tax form that includes Form 1040 Line 15 or Form 1040 SR Line 15. Have a signed affidavit that a tax form does not have to be filed. Residents interested in applying in person can visit any local CPW office or state park to submit a completed application with supporting documentation. For information on mail-in options, visit CPW's Centennial Passes and License webpage or contact the CPW call center at 303-297-1192, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. Pass application information is also in Spanish and available online. Our agency believes living life outside is an important part of the Colorado lifestyle, said Colorado Parks and Wildlife Acting Director Heather Disney Duggan. Spending time outside is vital for our physical, mental, and emotional health. We want to inspire all Coloradans to explore our state parks and enjoy the beautiful landscapes that Colorado provides us. Colorado residents who qualify for the Centennial State Park Pass should opt out of the $29 Keep Colorado Wild Pass included with the state vehicle registration through the Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV. To learn more about the Keep Colorado Wild Pass, visit cpw.info/keepcoloradowild or cpw.info/keepcoloradowildpass Spanish. Residents who already opted into the Keep Colorado Wild Pass but are eligible for the Centennial State Park Pass can request a refund, up to 60 days after the purchase of the Keep Colorado Wild Pass, and after the purchase of their Centennial State Park Pass. For more information, read our Keep Colorado Wild Pass Refund Guide or contact the CPW Call Center at 303-297-1192, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday.